welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and just glad to have you with me here today on this wonderful Saturday as we are talking about friendship this week. And really, I hope it's been an encouragement for you as we think about the significance of one of our honestly like most important relationships that we have is with friends. Because we're not guaranteed marriage, we're not guaranteed children, but we do need friends. We do need men and women in our lives, brothers and sisters in Christ, encouraging us. And it makes me think about when I was in college, I had the opportunity to play college football at Ohio University. And while we were there, and this was even true even when I was in high school, but when we would work out, our strength coach would put us in groups. He would never put us lifting by ourselves. We were never working out by ourselves. We were always lifting and running and working out with a group of people. We would be in a group of sometimes two, three, four people at a station where we would do drills, where we would lift weights, where we would encourage each other. And I think there was obviously a result that came from that, because when you lift by yourselves, you're really just kind of challenging yourself, which is great and a good mental exercise. But whenever you have somebody there that's also lifting, that's, you know, either stronger than you or right there with you, they push you, they challenge you, they oftentimes bring out the best in you. And it just, you know, as we think about even our scripture for today of Proverbs 27:17, you may have heard this before, how iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. It's this visual illustration that in order for iron to sharpen each other, that it needs something else that's like it or stronger to help, you know, break apart some of the rough edges, the parts on the blade that need to get sharpened, to need to get really ironed out in a way. And we need relationships and friendships to do that for us as well. And I imagine you're probably, as you think about the friends in your life, you're in one of two categories. Either one, you've got great friends. You've got friends that you can count on, friends that encourage you, friends that challenge you, friends that show up for you. And so like this has been an encouragement that you are following God's plan for you as you think about the relationships that you have in your life. Or you may find yourself in a place where you need more friends. You need potentially better friends. I was in preparing even for this last Sunday's message on friendship. I was ran across this quote from Craig Rochelle, where he said that if you're needing to change your life, you may need to change your friends. That some of us, as we think about the kind of life we're living, the kind of relationship with God, the quality of our relationships, and we look at either the friends or the lack of friends that we have, we may see that we need an area to address and to work on in our lives. And in this last week, really seeing how Jonathan was such an encouragement for us to see really how we think about the impact and the kind of friends that we want in our lives, and honestly, the kind of friends that we should be. I think when we think about relationships and friendships, that often we can look out at others and say, man, I wish I had, or I wish my friends were like this. When in reality, we can hold up a mirror and say, really, to be to have great friends, we should be the kind of friend that we want to have. And so as we think about that, and you think about your week, and really on Saturdays again, we are kind of reprioritizing and refocusing as we head into next week, that as we've taken in all the scriptures and devotions and things from this last week, that hopefully we've gotten a great biblical understanding of friendship, that God's word has helped challenge and comfort and encourage us, but how we've also seen friendships as an area that potentially we want to keep investing in and growing in. And so just as we wrap up and we look ahead to next week, let's keep prioritizing the most important relationship on this side of heaven that we can have is with our friends, to keep developing and cultivating godly friendships, friends who help push us to be more like Jesus, friends who help encourage us when we need encouragement, friends who bear our burdens with each other. And so I was reminded in our devotion this week, I loved how the writing team said this, the purpose of friendship with fellow believers is more than just having coffee and a good laugh. And I think that that's really an important piece, that you get together, you laugh, you sit over coffee, you eat meal, you grill out together, you hang out, that you have fun, that you enjoy each other. But there's more to it. It's one of those purposes is that we want to keep growing together in our walk with God to help each other fulfill His mission in our lives. And those are the kind of friends that we want to be and the kinds of friends that we want to have. And so this week, spend some time evaluating your friendships, right? Which friendships do you have that are godly, that just keep sharpening you, right? Encourage those people. Say, I'm grateful for you. Which friendships perhaps maybe need some realignment in your life? Maybe they don't quite match who you're trying to become or the kind of life that you want to live, the kind of relationship with God that you want to have. And so perhaps you need to realign what those look like. And so what can you do to maybe start to focus more on those healthier relationships, or maybe to take those conversations in a different direction rather than talking about sports or family life, but really start to talk about spiritual things and start to really dig in deeper about what God's teaching you. And so just block out some time, invite a friend who sharpens and encourages you, and commit to focusing on strengthening that relationship. And so let me pray for you. And I just want to give you some time to also pray regarding your friendships in your life as well. Heavenly Father, just thank you for the fact that you made us for relationships, that Lord, that while we can have a relationship with you, that you know us and you love us, Lord, you made us also need relationships with other humans, Lord, other people in our lives, God, who know us and who love us. Just as Jonathan's soul was knit to David, that they had a close friendship. God, we were meant to have those deep kind of relationships on this side of heaven. And so, Lord, I pray for those listening. I pray that you would keep cultivating healthy, godly relationships in their lives, that they could keep growing, Lord, in their friendships, and they could keep growing in their Christ likeness because of the people they surround themselves with. And so I pray for those that have great friends. Lord, what an encouragement that is, Lord. I pray they would feel blessed and that they would continue to cultivate those. And I pray for those, Lord, that maybe have this is an area that they want to work on and put some time and focus in. I pray you just give them patience, give them discernment, and God, help them to keep fighting the good fight, to find men and women in their lives, Lord, that help push them to be more like Jesus in their lives. So Lord, we love you. We praise you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you take some time and why don't you pray?